Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, May the 19th, 2021. Today's show, I break down the Gamecocks midweek win as South kind of takes care of business against the Appalachian State Mountaineers by a final score of 2-0 at Founders Park. Guys, I'll break down the game in its entirety. Also, we'll talk TSUS midweek MVP, what's next for South kind of baseball. Also, news and notes, including 100% capacity for this weekend as Gamecocks baseball takes on Tennessee in a top five matchup. We're back, baby. Fans are back at Founders Park. The Rowdy Roosters are taking over once again. Guys, also, I'll go over some D1 baseball projections for the postseason. We got much, much more, a lot to get into here on a Wednesday, guys. And it's all brought to you by our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. Guys, Upstate Movers Group, superior moving service. They bring care and attention on the companies can't offer because they're just too busy maintaining trucks and profiting off of them instead of focusing on service. Guys, service is what separates Upstate Movers Group from the competition. They're not a trucking company. They're a moving services company, and they're also employee-owned co-op. Their movers are paid twice the industry average, and everyone on the crew is invested in your success. They have dedicated professional crew members, and they also offer black glove service. They offer end-to-end packing services, custom crating and packaging for special items, and cleaning services as well. They're founded by Greenville natives and University of South Carolina alumni, guys, so a Gamecock-owned small business. They also offer 20 years of project management moving experience, and they can offer logistics and solutions that traditional moving companies simply do not have the skills for. Guys, whether in the Upstate or across the state of South Carolina, if you have any moving needs in 2021, be sure to check out our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. You can find them on social media at Upstate Movers Group. Of course, guys, if you have any other questions, go to their website, upstatemoversgroup.com. That's upstatemoversgroup.com. Be sure to check them out and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. Let's get it. Just like that, ladies and gents, the final midweek game of the 2021 Gamecocks baseball season is officially in the books. Folks, happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Chris Phillips, yours truly, your host of the Spurs Up Show. I hope this show finds you well. Hope you're having a fantastic day, a fantastic Wednesday, whether you are on the commute, you're at the office, you're on the job, you've got the day off, whatever it may be. Hope this day is treating you well. Hope you are staying cool wherever you're at, because I know, hey, you know, it's funny on social media and just in general, I clamored and I asked for the warm weather, right? I was like, hey, what is up with this doo-doo weather? It was like in the 50s last week. I said, hey, where's the hot weather? I thought Columbia was supposed to have hot weather. Man, we got it coming this weekend, don't we? And next week, too, going to be like 97, 98, 99. The summer weather is hitting South Carolina, and especially the capital city. Folks, get ready. I hope you got a little pool like I've got in the backyard. The pool is going to be getting some use this summer. The pool content is going to be on fire. But again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. First things first, guys, before we get going, I do want to say, like I always do, I want to show gratitude. Thank you all so much, guys, for the love and the support. Everybody that comes up during the game, says what's up, shows love, man. It is beyond words. You know, last night at the game, of course, had people come up, show love for the show, the content we make, everything we do. Also got to hang with a couple of Rowdy Roosters in pregame, which I know you guys and myself included are looking forward to this weekend, 100% capacity, which we'll get into in just a second. But, man, it's always cool rocking with you guys, meeting Gamecocks, talking Gamecocks, meeting different people. And, you know, you guys coming up, you know, taking time out of your day, you being at the game, doing whatever, showing love. That means the world, man. I can't say enough. It is, like I said, it's truly beyond words. And I genuinely appreciate it. And I always, you know, it's funny. I had somebody legitimately asked me one time, Chris, does it ever bother you or annoy you when people come up to you and say what's up and this? I'm like, what kind of psycho douchebag would I have to be for that to annoy me? People taking time out of their own day, expressing love, showing love, and saying thanks for what I do. You know what I mean? You guys are the people that make my dreams a reality. Seriously, I mean that. So I want to say thank you to you guys again. I believe in expressing gratitude. I want to express that to you guys. And again, I can't wait to meet more Gamecocks this weekend, interact with you guys, say what's up, and cheer on the boys in the Garnet and Black. Man, it's always a pleasure. It's always a great time. And again, I appreciate each and every single one of you. And thank you guys all so much for tuning in to this show today. Again, happy Wednesday. Let's go ahead and get right into it, guys. This one is going to be short and sweet because, hey, like I said, it's the midweek. Gamecocks take care of business. Final score of 2-0. And I'll say this, probably the most impressive thing from this midweek game overall was pace of play. Guys, a game that took less than 2.5 hours. The baseball gods heard us and answered our prayers after an excruciating week in baseball in Lexington, Kentucky. It was absolutely abysmal and painful to watch. Hey, we all love baseball, right? We all love baseball. But nobody wants to sit there and watch a 4.5 hour game. So the overall pace of play was fantastic. It was a beautiful night for baseball. Like I said, the Rowdy Roosters were in the building. Kudos to you guys. I thought the fan support was fantastic. And overall, a great night for baseball at Founders Park. You know, I will say this. Tip the cap, by the way, to Appalachian State and their pitchers. Their starting pitcher, by the way, Ben Peterson, who threw 4 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned. You know, nobody told me App State starter threw 95 miles an hour. That really shocked me. I did not know he threw 95 miles an hour. A true freshman, by the way. Ben Peterson, Shane Roberts, Cy Smith, Andrew Papp. Much, much, much better than advertised. The Gamecocks did not have a hit after, I believe, the 4th or 5th inning. So I will say tip the cap to Appalachian State. But guys, like I said in the postgame, some nights you're going to win with hitting. Some nights you're going to hit it all over the yard. You're going to score 10, 12, 15 runs, and that's how you're going to win a ball game. Sometimes your hitters have got to pick you up. And some nights you're going to win a game with your arms. Some nights you're going to have to toe the rubber and throw a shutout. And in the midweek, guys, it's not about how you win the ball game. It's simply about that you win the ball game and that you keep momentum going. And guys, I don't know if you knew this, but with this win last night, South Carolina this season went 9-3 in midweek games. And really, you can say they went 9-2 because one of those wasn't supposed to be a midweek game, and that was the game against Clemson. That was supposed to be the Friday game. So really, I look at it as that South Carolina went 9-2 in the midweek with losses to North Carolina and Charlotte and Davidson. And 9-2 in the midweek over the course of a college baseball season, that's pretty damn good. I mean, honestly, when you think of all the teams that you play in the midweek and you look across the country at some really, really, really good ball clubs that struggle and lose games in the midweek, the way this team performed, I think, showed up to the yard every single time, locked in with focus. You know, really the only bad loss was that Davidson loss early in the season, where after that, I really feel like you saw this team lock in, refocus. Okay, we've got to handle our business. And that did not happen again. Kudos to the Gamecocks pitchers, by the way. Hey, pitchers BP today, Coach. Pitchers BP, Skylar Mead, for throwing the shutout. First off, C.J. Wines. Hey, congratulations, C.J. Wines, getting his first career win in a South Carolina uniform. 4 innings pitched, gave up no hits, no runs, no earned, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Guys, I talked about for C.J. how this was a very, very big start for him. With Jack Mahoney's absence now, the Gamecocks, as you look ahead to next week, going into SEC tournament play, going into regional play, going into postseason play. You know, you've got your weekend rotation set with Jordan, Carey, and Farr, whatever order you want to throw those guys out there in. But you're going to need a 4th starter. You're going to need a 5th starter maybe. And after Jack Mahoney goes down, you start looking around saying, who's that guy going to be? Is it going to be, you know, John Gilreath? Is it going to be Danny Lloyd, Andy Peters, Julian Bosnick? CJ Wines has officially thrown his name into that mix. The kid just pitches, man. He just goes after people. Fastball 94, 95. The breaking ball is electric, really big, loopy breaking ball that gets the job done. He keeps hitters off balance. And overall, I really like what I've seen, man. CJ Wines has simply put gotten an opportunity, and he's made the most out of it. And you absolutely love to see that from the youngster. From the rest of your guys, again, ho-hum, very similar to what you saw last week in Clemson. John Gilreath, Danny Lloyd. I thought both of them looked really good, each throwing two innings apiece. And then Will Sanders closing the game out. Guys, I'll tell you this right now. I don't want to jump too far ahead and, you know, put words or put this on Skylar Meade or Mark Kingston, if you will. But I got a sneaking suspicion that they threw Will Sanders an inning last night because they are gearing him up to pitch Tuesday next week in the SEC tournament in game one. That's just a hunch. That's just a thought. I could be totally wrong, but it would not shock me at all. And I'm almost kind of surprised they didn't start Will Sanders last night to sort of gear him up and get him ready to go next Tuesday. Hell, maybe they start CJ Wines. I don't know. At the plate, like I said, guys, tip your cap to App State. I was a little surprised the Gamecocks struggled so mightily. Just four hits on the night. It was a weird game in the sense that, you know, I thought South Carolina, you know, I thought the wind was blowing in last night. I thought there were a lot of balls hit last night on a normal night at Founders Park when the wind's blowing out. You probably see, I think, three or four more home runs leave the yard. There were a lot of scenarios, a lot of instances, a lot of atom balls. I thought the Gamecocks took a lot of good at bats, hit the ball hard. I thought, you know, you only struck out six times in the game, and again against the guy throwing 95 miles an hour to start the game. You only struck out six times in the game overall. So, you know, credit the App State pitching staff. But overall, again, there's some nights you're going to hit it all over the yard. And you're going to score 10 runs. There's some nights your pitchers have got to got to pick you up. And it's not about how you win. It is simply that you win. And speaking of hitters, guys, let's move to the TSUS midweek MVP. For last night's game, you know, I thought about giving it to CJ Wines again, but again, I gave it to him last week. I like to mix it up, and this guy certainly deserves it. You know, started the season on a crazy, crazy hot streak, right? And since then, it's been some ups, it's been some downs, but more ups than downs, I would say. And with his home run last night, guys, I want to put this into perspective. With the great history and tradition of Gamecock baseball, right? With his home run last night, he becomes just the ninth man in the history of Gamecocks baseball to reach the 20 home run milestone in an individual season. Again, you think of the history of this program and how many great sluggers have worn that jersey. He's just the ninth one to do it. And, of course, I'm talking about Gamecocks catcher, first baseman, DH, slugger, Mr. Do-It-All, Wes Clark. Wes, 2-for-3 last night. Of course, the big homer early in the game, the one RBI. But, again, more importantly, what the home run means, 20 home runs for Wes Clark this season, just the ninth all-time player in program history to reach that milestone in a single season. And when you go down the list of some of the names he has joined, guys like Justin Smoke, Yaron Peters, Urquhart, you know, I think Stephen Pierce is on there as well. I mean, it is a list of some all-time greats to ever rock the Garnet and Black. So, again, kudos to Wes Clark. I know it's been some ups and some downs, guys. I understand it hasn't been a perfect season for Wes Clark. But overall, the entire body of work, it's been a hell of a year. And he's going to be and continue to be a major piece for this Gamecocks baseball team. And by the way, I'll say this, another reason why he gets the MVP, not only did Wes Clark hit the home run, he hit it on a breaking ball. And you know what? For all the trouble that breaking balls have given Wes Clark this season, it felt so good for him to see and identify the hanging breaker and for him to rightfully deposit it into left field over the fence, if you will. So Wes Clark, kudos, congratulations. He is our TSUS midweek MVP. Guys, what's next for South Carolina baseball? Of course, the weekend series this weekend, literally starting tomorrow. Are you having fun yet? The last series, the last potentially three games of the season at Founders Park as the Gamecocks host the top five ranked, the fourth ranked Tennessee Volunteers in a pivotal, and I mean a pivotal, SEC series. And on that note, let's move into news and notes, guys, because, of course, the big story coming out of yesterday and the big story really going into this weekend, we're back. Baby, we are back 100% capacity for this weekend series against Tennessee. Do you hear that, folks? Listen. Listen closely. If you can listen, you can hear it. That is the sound of the Rowdy Roosters being let out of their cages. We did it. We did it. We're back. And I said it on social media, and I will say it again here for you guys, because I don't know how in this moment, right now, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I don't know how in this moment you can't have some perspective. And if you can just take a moment, take a second to think back. You know, at this time, at this literal second, at this literal second, at this literal time last year, we had no baseball. Founders Park was silent. It was empty, quiet. We had no clue when we were going to see not just another South Carolina baseball game, but another South Carolina sporting event. And now we sit here on this Wednesday, May the 19th, 2021. And we will have a full capacity event for the University of South Carolina. We will be able to fill the stands, let the opponent hear our voices, and show our support for the team that we love so much. Soak it all in, folks. Take a moment. Take a second. If you're going to the series this weekend, just take a moment to look around and bask in it and truly embrace it. Because you know what? We're back. We're back. The Rowdy Roosters are back. Gamecock Nation is back. Founders Park is back. Now, how much does this dictate my predictions? You guys will have to find out tomorrow when I drop the show and break down the series and give my official predictions for this weekend against Tennessee. But, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this or if I even said this or vocalized this. But one of the things, you know, when we had sports come back last fall and you know, we, if nothing else, at least thank God South Carolina football played, right? But I didn't get to go to a game until late in the season. And selfishly, you know, maybe this is selfish for me to say, but the thing that I missed most about pre-COVID life was being able to go to games and meet you guys, honestly, meet fans and interact with people and, you know, hear people's stories and talk Gamecocks with strangers, honestly, and just get to interact with you guys. Because again, selfishly, and I talked about at the beginning of the show just how much it means that I can't really put it into words. I'm going to try to do so now, I guess. Selfishly, I love it. It means the world, man, because, you know, my goal each and every single day in doing this and making content and doing the show and doing the Daily Crow and making the vlog and doing everything we do is to provide value to you all. That's it. That's it, man. I want to provide value to Gamecock fans. I want to provide value and bring value. You know, I release a podcast each and every single day, Monday through Friday, because I want to provide value into your daily routine. If I can make your day 1% better, if I can make your commute 1% more bearable, that is what I want to do. That is my goal. And I want to share my passion for the Gamecocks with you all, because I know Gamecock fans are passionate as well, and we share that. That is the bond that we all have. But I miss that greatly, man. When we didn't have, you know, nobody could go to games and it was 20%. It was basically impossible to go. I missed that part of it. Selfishly, I really did. So again, I am looking forward to a great weekend of baseball. I'm looking forward to a fantastic series and some great matchups on the field. But selfishly, I'll be honest, I'm so looking forward to 100% capacity for all of you, for all of us in unison to show our passion and support the Gamecocks. But also, I am so looking forward to meeting and talking to and interacting with all of the Rowdy Roosters out there, man. It's awesome. It's incredible. And like I said, man, I know I'm kind of rambling on and going back to what I said at the beginning of the show. It's something I don't take for granted. And it's wild, man. So thank you guys. Thank you all. Seriously. You guys are what make this awesome. You guys are what make doing the Spurs Up show the experience that it is. And I truly do appreciate it. Guys, moving on. A couple more notes. Two things really quickly. D1 Baseball dropping its postseason projections yesterday, projecting South kind of right now as a 2 seed in the East Carolina Greenville Regional. Now, with that being said, those are the projections right now. I think if you win at least one game and maybe win a game in Hoover, I feel good about your chances. Again, number one strength of schedule, top 10 in RPI. I feel really good about where this team sits right now. Hey, if you take 2 or 3 this weekend, you're a lock, in my opinion. No doubt you're a lock. But I still feel really, really good about this team's chances to host a regional. Now, like I said, the great thing about it is this too. Your future's in your hands. You control your future. Like I said, you win 2 or 3 this weekend, who gives a damn about Hoover? Who gives a damn what anybody else does? You take care of your business, you're going to host. So right now, Gamecocks projected a 2 seed in Greenville. I think a lot can still change in regards to South Carolina hosting. Last thing really quickly, guys, before we get out of here, on a side note, very excited to announce on our online store, tsus.store. Guys, if you've ever wanted a Spurs Up show flag or any of our logos, whether it be Beamer Ball, Shane Storm, the hand logo, the TSUS logo, the podcast logo, the Ass Kicking Chicken logo, any of our logos, any of our merchandise, if you ever wanted it on a flag, now is your chance. Now is your opportunity. I finally found a vendor that can make flags for our audience. We have those available now. If you go to TSUS.store, there's a flags icon on the left-hand side of it also. It's going to be at the top of the store. You click it. When you go to checkout, simply put in the description or in the directions to seller or whatever, just put which flag you want. Again, literally taking requests. This is a custom flag request, custom flag order. So whatever you want, color, logo, whatever, we can make that happen for you. Again, I've got mine in the studio, 3x5. They are 3x5 foot flags. So whatever you want. Again, tailgate season is going to be here before you know it. So go to the online store. Let me know what you want. Would love to get some flags made for you guys. And again, I truly appreciate the love and support, not just with the content, but of course, the merchandise as well. Guys, again, that's going to do it all for me. I appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you so much for the love and support, rocking what we do. It has been a blast. Crazy that the midweeks are behind us, man. Midweeks, at least for the regular season, are in the books. And now we move on to a huge, massive, massive weekend against Tennessee. And I can't wait to talk about it with you guys tomorrow. But again, until then, take care, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.